Hello, good morning, Mr. Crawford.
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Crawford. This is Aaron calling you from MMA Legal. How are you, sir?
No bad, thanks.
That's good. We've just been trying to get in touch with you, Mr. Crawford, in regards to your Scottish Regress application.
Uh-huh.
Do you have roughly around about 10, 15 minutes to have a chat with myself?
Pardon?
Do you have around about 10 to 15 minutes to have a chat with myself?
Yeah, are you Irish?
No, sir, I'm a Scouser.
Sorry.
No, that's okay, that's not a problem. To be honest, I think it's part of Liverpool's history that the Irish, they were famous for working at the Liverpool docks for many years. So it is quite common for us to get mistaken as Irish. So that's okay, sir. You don't have to apologise about that.
That's all right.
Okay, sir. So just for data protection, can you confirm your address for me, please?
23 Glebe Crescent here.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Okay. All right, sir. So the point of this phone call today, obviously I can see here that you've spoken to my colleague, Elliot, about 3 weeks ago. You're now part of the investigation team with MMA Legal. So what I'm here to do and conduct over this phone call is I'm just going to gather some further information from yourself in regards to how your care settings have affected you and if they do still affect you to this day. I'll also gather some information in regards to where you're registered with your doctors, confirm your care settings so we can request your records from the local authorities that placed you there, and then I'll give you a little bit of a summary of how the case is going to pan out for yourself, and then I'll also go through the legal fees with yourself, and then you'll be able to carry on with the rest of your day, sir. Does that sound good?
That's okay, thanks.
Perfect, not a problem, thank you. Okay, Mr. Crawford, so just so I can start off by gathering the best knowledge about yourself, are you currently dealing with any mental health issues at the minute?
No.
Okay. Okay. And do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all, sir?
No, I don't drink.
Okay. Okay, sir. And one question I do have to ask you, and I do apologise in asking so, as I said, it's just so I can gather the best knowledge about yourself. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life at all, sir?
Well, I've been near it a couple of times when I was younger, but I didn't actually do anything.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Thank you very much for answering them questions. I do appreciate that and the honesty behind them as well. Whereabouts are you registered with your doctors, Mr. Crawford?
In here.
Okay, what's the name of the practice?
Sorry. Carry on.
What's the name of the practice, sorry, sir?
Racecourse Road.
Is that medical practice or surgery or...?
It's everything, the surgery, I would say.
Okay, Racecourse Road. And you said that's in a...
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a look. Yes, we got Racecourse Road Medical Group.
So it's number 3 or something, I think.
Yeah, that's it. 3 Racecourse Road. Thank you very much. And how long have you been registered there, sir?
I've been in that practice all my life, but they've been in different addresses.
Okay, that's not a problem. They would have still carried your medical records over from, obviously, when you was very young, so that's not a problem at all.
Yeah.
Okay, and then to go through your care settings, so we've got them correct. We've got the Dale School in Aberath.
Aberath, aye.
Aberath. Okay. Let's have a look. Okay, yeah, so we've got that here as a list, the school for, residential school for children and young people.
Is that still there?
Let's have a look. Normally it tells me whether it's closed. No, so it says it likely closed around the early 1960s.
Yeah. No, so the he'd one at that time, I think it was McAllister, you called him.
Yeah. Okay. How long was you at the Dale School, sir? Was it roughly around 2 years?
Yeah, just under, I think.
Okay. Okay, and then we've got Kirkland Park Children's Home in Ayrshire.
Yeah, it was a remand centre, kind of thing.
Okay, I'll have a look. Yeah, so we've got Robertson Gardens, Kirkland Road. That also closed in
1984. Show my age here.
I don't want to say too much there, but well, I'll have to now. I've stepped my foot in it, but yeah, I wasn't even born then, sir. So. Okay, so was you at Kirkland Park Children's Home for roughly around about 2 years again? Was it?
No, that was a remand place where the court put you.
Okay. How long would you say you were there for then?
I was there 3 weeks, I think. On that occasion, I was there quite a few times in my youth.
You was at Kirkland a few times, was you?
Yeah.
Okay, so alongside one policeman being 3 weeks, how long would you say you was there in total? Like possibly. Roughly, just have to be exact.
About 3 months, I think.
About 3 months.
It's the court just put you there to decide what they were going to do with you, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that. Okay, and then we've got another case, I think, here of, and don't laugh at me if I pronounce this wrong. We've got Dr. Guthrie's Approved School.
That's in Edinburgh,
huh? In Edinburgh,
yeah. Liberton in Edinburgh, I think it is, the area.
Yeah, so we've got that being 79 Gillespie Road in Collington.
Collington? I thought it was Liberton.
Yeah, it says the origins are the school originated from the work of Dr. Thomas Guthrie. Is that him, yeah?
No, I fucking pervert, man.
Okay. Okay, so how long was you at the school for, sir?
I would say over a year I was there.
Around about a year, okay. Okay, sir. And so out of them three care settings, would you say that that's all the information from your care settings, or is there any others that we may have missed?
I was in Balgowan and Dundee, Balgowan.
Let's have a look. Was it Bog Allen School, sir?
Yeah. It was an approved school, but...
Yeah, Bog Allen approved school, list, another list D school. That's absolutely fine. How long were you at that school for?
About 2 years, maybe.
2 years. Okay, sir. So once we've requested for your medical records and your care setting records from the local authorities, once we receive them, would you like us to share that information with yourself at all?
Well, I know it. No, I mean, if it's beneficial to you, I know it all anyway.
Yeah, no, of course. It's entirely your decision. They are your records. So obviously we do have the right to ask. So it's entirely up to you whether you want us to share that information or not. Obviously, if you're happy that you know it, then you know, we can just keep it internally if you're happy with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay, client.
I get TB meningitis in Bulgarian. Could you attribute that to them? Because they were quite brutal at making you stay out in the cold and everything.
Yeah, of course. And obviously, what we will do is, okay, we're just saying that then, sir. Would you be happy for us to go through your records with yourself, by just giving you another call once we do receive them? And just like that information that you've just told me then, we'd like to see that in black and white in front of us once we've received these records, and obviously make notes from that. So, just with obviously that little bit of information that sprung to mind, would you be happy to go through these records and point out anything that has obviously been caused from, you know, your time in care? Is that okay?
That's fine, aye.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Perfect. Okay, Mr. Crawford. So, just to give you a bit of a summary of how this case is going to go moving forward, this journey is going to be roughly around about 6 to 10 months. Obviously, you are a prioritised applicant when it comes to being over the ages of 68. So you do get fast tracked through this scheme. So I'm going to give you the time frame of roughly around about 6 to 10 months, but obviously it could be quicker than that. That's just obviously my rough estimate at the minute with how they're doing. Obviously we'll keep you up to date every 4 to 5 weeks on how your case is travelling. Just in regards to where we're at and how we're strengthening your case. Obviously, we'd be giving you a call to go through your records once we receive them as well. So whether that be within the update call or a separate call, obviously, we work for you, sir. So the more information that we can get from yourself and unfortunately pester you in the nicest way possible, the better case that we can build for yourself. What we like to do as a law firm is we like to first and foremost get an official apology from the Scottish Government in regards to your time in care and how you've been treated during your care settings. But we do also like to fight for some rightly owed compensation for yourself as well.
That's good.
This case is settled behind closed doors by an independent panel within the Scottish Government. So that means you or I don't have to attend anywhere. All we will be doing as a law firm is keeping you up to date in regards to when they'll be dealing with your application and the results of the application or the case in itself as well. Okay, so does that sound good to you, sir?
That's fine, aye.
Perfect, thank you very much. So what I'm going to do now before I do conclude this phone call is I'm just going to run through our legal fees with yourself. Now, I know Elliot may have already shared some of this information with you. Unfortunately, I just have to do it again for my compliance team. So once I've read out these three options for yourself, I'll formally ask you, Mr. Crawford, if you're happy to proceed with MMA Legal to represent you moving forward. And then once I've got that information from you, I'll then leave you to enjoy a nice Tuesday morning. Okay. Perfect, sir. So, Mr. Crawford, when it does come to the Scottish redress application, you are applicable to three options of funds and types. Option one is that you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you, and that's just you building your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two is that you can instruct a different solicitor or law firm who participates in the government, the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, whether that be in England or Scotland, where they are paid £2,000 by the Scottish Government to handle your case. They don't charge any fees when handling your case, but that is the payout that they issue when it comes to dealing with your case. Option three is that, being ourselves, we are a private and independent law firm, so we work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if for whatever reason the case doesn't go in our favour, we won't come and charge you any fees. So that means obviously we won't, you know, come looking for any fees and cause that financial stress or burden upon yourself. We are covered in them in that sense. But when it comes to potentially winning this case, we do charge 16% plus VAT, which is a capped percentage of 19.2%. So it doesn't matter what kind of compensation you may receive. We don't come looking for more. We just want to be settled with our cap percentage for the time, effort and work that's gone into your case to present it the best way that we can. Okay, Mr. Crawford. So with them options being read to yourself, are you happy to proceed with MMA Legal moving forward?
Yes, I.
Perfect, Mr. Crawford. Thank you very much for confirming that. Okay, and before I do let you go, Mr. Crawford, is there any questions to myself at all?
No, offhand.
Okay, not a problem. Well, obviously you do have our number now with calling us back a little while ago. Please save this number for any further communication. And as I said, my name's Aaron, so I'm going to be your case handler moving forward. If you do have any questions in the meantime, before now and our next phone call, you're more than welcome to give me a call and lay off them questions for myself.
That's lovely.
All right, Mr. Crawford, thank you very much for your time today.
How do you spell your name, Aaron?
Aaron, yeah, double A-R-O-N.
Double A?
Double A, yeah, like Elvis Aaron Presley.
I've got a middle name, McCaw. It's double M.
I love you, okay. It's very interesting, isn't it?
It's unusual.
You know what, it is, and it's unusual how Aaron is spelt in many different ways. It sometimes does baffle me, but hey ho, what a surprise to everyone.
That's a kind of Celtic, but somewhere.
Yeah. Well, when looking, funny enough, when looking or you know on the internet, looking at where you know my name and even my surname may have originated from, it does say I have it's from a Scottish and French background. I cannot see or know of anybody in my family who is from, you know, French origin. But, you know, I do have family in Scotland. I have family in Yorkshire, Manchester. So we are quite scattered when it comes to the bloodline. But, yeah, obviously French was one that baffled me.
Doesn't sound like the Irish in a word, does it?
No, exactly. So that's what that's what was quite a surprise.
Well, I hope you find it, pal.
Maybe one day. But yeah, Mr. Crawford, yeah, is there anything else I can help you with, sorry?
No, I'm fine, thank you. Nice talking to you.
And you, sir, it was a pleasure speaking to you as well. And I hope, as I said, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, I will try.
Perfect, that's all you can do. Try and keep a smile on your face, isn't it?
That's all you can do now, Anna.
Exactly, sir. No worries. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Crawford. And as right. I said, I'm only a phone call away if you need anything else.
All right, thank you.
Not a problem, sir. Thank you. Bye now.
Cheerio.